Yo, maniacs! Hulk Hogan here, the greatest of all time, and you're listening to Knockout Radio. So what you gonna do?
There we are back. This is Knockout Radio coming to you at the top of the hour. And now Tampa Bay only has one goat left now that Tom Brady is on a downward spiral.
What?
Hearing the Hogan coming out of the break.
Hold on a second. So you're saying that Hogan still is the goat, but Tom Brady, who might not be playing at the level that he could, should, would, isn't?
Tom Brady used to be a goat. The Tampa Bay used to have two goats. Like, L.A. had a king and a god at one time. Tampa Bay had two goats, and now we only have one goat, and his name is Hulk Hogan.
Well, no, Terry's not the goat. Okay. So if you're telling me that Tom Brady's not the goat, and he is, goat is of all time. Mahomes may be the best player right now.
Right.
But you can't say that Mahomes is the GOAT, because he's not. Tom Brady is the GOAT right now.
Doesn't Tom Brady's downward spiral just show how great Belichick is?
No. What does that mean? They're playing so well in New England right now.
I mean, their quarterback had COVID. If he can throw a football, he can throw a computer.
I know you didn't have the headset on, but speaking of COVID, and I'm not making light of this at all, okay, but I think the news just said that there was a singles convention in New Orleans that people have tested positive for COVID.
Okay.
Yeah, no kidding.
Why? At a singles convention?
At a singles convention where you're all hanging out, and yeah, of course. But God, you're bringing up Cam Newton. Go ahead.
I'm just bringing. I mean, if he can throw a computer, he can throw a football.
But no, I'm not giving credit. I'm giving credit to both, but I still think it takes time to blend. It takes time to come together. All that stuff takes time.
But what's wrong? Is Arians out if he doesn't start winning?
I don't think so.
Because the Aryan Nation will be very upset about this if he's fired for this season. But he has all his talent. It's all on paper. Here we are. They could go 8-8 like I projected at the beginning of the season.
8-8 goat? I thought you almost said goat.
No, 8-8 for the season, as in mediocrity, as in average, as in, you know, this should be the Lombardi hosting Tampa Bay Buccaneers as the 0-2 team. But once again, here we are sitting at 8-8. Couldn't we do this with Winston with all that talent around him? Couldn't we win more games with Winston? Not going to answer. I guess I'll just reach out to Gerald McCoy, see if he wants to answer for me. He did wish you a happy birthday, by the way.
Yeah, I saw that.
He chimed in on the birthday video, and I'm sure he loved the gift. I should get him one of those autographed photos of myself. Steve, can you drive me to his house in your new stretch limousine?
Trying to fix something.
They'll let us in the gate. Like they'll let us in the gate if we pull up in the limo.
Oh, well, no, he can have that one. He can have that one.
No, that one's priceless. You can't give that one away.
Yeah, I can't wait till the break and I can tell you what just happened.
Oh, what happened?
Oh, my God.
Is it good?
I had a conversation at the post office today with a lady. We were talking, you know, I've known Kathy for a long time, you know, about my demeanor.
Okay, yeah.
And about how I explode and all this kind of stuff.
I have a temper.
And I said, I try so much, you know, to be a nice person.
Right.
And then things happen.
Yes.
Okay.
Like trying to sneak Steve into the Super Bowl, you lost it. You had a meltdown.
On you.
Well, yeah, but
honestly, if I could have had the keys to your car,
right, you would have left me at the Super Bowl.
I absolutely would have left you.
Like, I would have just got off.
Wait till I tell you what just happened.
Go to break. Let's go.
No, we're going to have Nate Landwehr on here in a second. But I can't wait to tell you what just happened.
I'm excited.
That's why I can't stay calm.
Really?
That's why I can't be the nice person that everybody wants me to be. It's amazing.
What?
It's amazing.
Then we have to go to break. I have to know the secret.
I can't.
I mean, I'm not going to keep another secret, but I'll keep this one.
All right. No, we'll get that at the next break. Let's head back out to Las Vegas as we get ready for another UFC weekend, UFC on ESPN 19 coming up on Saturday night. Nate Landwehr, how are you, sir?
Oh, man, I'm doing real good.
Awesome. First and foremost, I appreciate your time. And I did a little bit of research. I try not to do a lot. I like to just have an open conversation. I saw a conversation that you had with my guy, Lynch on Sports. And first and foremost, my thoughts go out to you and your wife on the loss of your mother-in-law.
Oh, yeah, man. Thank you, man. You know, cancer, ain't nobody beating cancer.
No, that's for sure. And what touched me about some of the things that you said to him was, I was extremely close to my mother-in-law, who lived five doors down from us when they moved down. It was awesome. And to the relationship that I had with her, you know, I saw that in your conversation, and I kind of wanted to bring that up.
Yeah, she's probably the sweetest little person I ever met. I mean, I got my wife and I were high school sweethearts, so I've been knowing that lady since I was a 17-year-old kid. I'm 32 now, so, I mean, she's seen me become a child, become a man, and, I mean, we had a very great connection. She's my own mind. You might not know this about me, but I'm a Korean man also, you know. She taught me the Korean culture, and, man, you know, she's just something else. She's as sweet as can be, and she fought. She fought so hard. I mean, not one time did she ever make an excuse or say, why me, or have a downtime. I mean, she just pushed through to the very end.
Right. Well, again, my thoughts are with, you know, with your family, you know, and with the loss. And as I talked about my mother-in-law, I've always said that she's the greatest female that I've ever met. And people have said to me, well, what about your wife? And I said, my wife is who she is because of my mother-in-law.
Oh, definitely, man. She was something special, man. She was one of the only people that I've ever known that could outwork me. I mean, she's talking about for somebody up in the morning and when it's before the sun gets up in the garden. I mean, we was garden buddies. And we grew, I mean, there's so many little moments and shit like that. I mean, she really loved it when I put the ass whooping on people, too. She called me her big man. Hey, a big man. Okay. You know, she was about 4'1", little Korean lady. She spoke broken English. I could hear her now. Hey, a bigger man. Lady. She spoke broken English. I could hear her now. Hey, a bigger man.
That's awesome. Let's talk about what's about to happen in a couple days. Obviously, this pandemic that has been absolutely crazy, changing people's lives. How has it made it difficult for you, you know, to train, to stay in shape, and to get ready for Saturday?
Oh, man, it ain't affected me none, man. I keep on doing what I do. I keep my head down anyway, stick to the few people I know. So really ain't nothing changed for me. I think everybody just got on my level now.
I like that. I like that thinking. Thoughts on fighting in basically an empty arena? You know, I just told Matt, you know, this, that as much as I miss not covering the events, I started covering the UFC at UFC 11, the first live event. I started at UFC 1. But I enjoy sitting at home. I enjoy watching it in basically an empty arena. I can hear the fighters. I can hear the corner. I can hear the comment. You know, to me, it's more enjoyable to sit at home and watch. Give me your thoughts on fighting in basically an empty arena.
Oh, man, I think it's beneficial, man. It's the people who are important are right there, and, I mean, every sound effect you make, every hard hit, they can really hear it. I mean, last time when I fought Darren, it didn't make no difference. And, I mean, it is what it is. When we locked in there, it's man on man, kill or be killed. I mean, I'm coming gunning right off the rip.
What's the craziest, strangest thing that's ever happened in the middle of one of your fights?
The craziest thing that ever happened to me is I got knocked smooth out in my debut when I by Herbert Burns about 2 minutes into it. But other than that, matter of fact, when I fought this guy's teammate before in Ingushetia, in Republic of Ingushetia over there in Russia. I used to fight for this Russian company, and I had put him in his headlock, and dude reached up and freaking just started gouging me in the eye. First, he stuck his fingers clear up my nose, and he realized that wasn't my eye. So then he took his fingers out my nose and started eye gouging me and whatnot. The rest couldn't see it because it was at a weird angle. That's probably the craziest thing.
Well, that's definitely crazy. Now, I saw, again, in that Lynch on Sports interview that you did, you brought up a Rocky Balboa reference. Is that because you're a Rocky Balboa fan or just because you fight a lot of Russians?
Oh, man, I'm a Rocky Balboa fan, but before I signed to the UFC, I was over there one of the biggest promotions, the longest promotion they've ever had in Russia. It's called M1 Global. I had five fights with them. And I got a lot of wrestling fans, met a lot of wrestling people, and I mean, it just felt like that. I felt like Rocky going over there, Rocky IV. And I enjoy it. I really love it. I ain't got nothing against the wrestling, but it's my true calling. I really love fighting wrestling.
Did you ever think about yelling, "If you can change, I can change, we all can change"?
Oh, ain't no doubt about it, man. I wanted to hit that, but the last time I was over there, it was crazy. It was in front of like 13,000 fans, and ain't a doubt of one of them thought I was going to win when I beat dudes. The whole thing. You ever seen 13,000 people just be quiet as a mouse? They had to rush me out of there. Crazy stuff.
Give me your opinion on my favorite movie of all time.
Crazy stuff.
Give me your opinion on my favorite movie of all time, Rocky V.
Rocky V or Rocky IV? Rocky V is when he...
Right. Rocky V is Tommy Morrison. That's my favorite one. You talked about IV with Ivan Drago. I'm a Rocky
guy.
Okay.
You like Tommy Gunn's one. Okay. I thought it was pretty cool, man, but, you know, I mess with the Creed, man. I like that Creed movie. And Rocky V was all right. It ain't in my top three, I think. I say Rocky I, then Rocky III, and then Rocky IV.
And that's what, you know, and I'm not going to disagree. You know, I'm a little warped. I like Rocky V only. I love the street fight. The movie itself, you know, take it or leave it.
Oh, the but from the time that he was gets bad, the ball, it was bad to the bone. I ain't gonna lie, the street fight scene. Don't fight him in, dude. Yeah, don't fight him in the street fight. He a street. You know what I mean?
My ring's outside.
Yeah. But
that's my ring. My ringtone is "You knock him down, why don't you try knocking me down?" That's my ringtone.
Okay. I like that.
So yeah, definitely a Rocky guy. You can have four. This is to get to know you a little bit. Four people you can have come over for dinner. It can't be family. It can't be people from the gym, real or fictitious. If you can invite any four people over, who would it be?
Man, off the rip, I wouldn't mind sitting down with Putin. Because, you know, I went over to Russia a couple times. I actually seen the Kremlin and whatnot. And I was always intrigued. My mom's a real big fan of him just because he's. She likes the fact that he was riding that horse with a right. Shirt off and shit. You know, right. Another president. So she says he's real manly. So I always wanted to meet him and get a picture so that way I never have to buy her none again for Christmas and all my brothers and sisters be jealous, you know. So him, you said four? I'm going to go with him. I wouldn't mind sitting down with, whatchamacallit, the genius, Einstein, pick his brain, chat it up. Wouldn't mind sitting down with Elon Musk, see what he's talking about. And we could do it all on the Joe Rogan podcast.
There you go.
Yeah, that's great. That's great.
That's the first time I've asked this question for I couldn't tell you how many decades, and that's the first time Putin's ever been one of the four.
Oh man, dude, that's a dream of mine. I would love to meet that guy. Ever been one of the four.
When you do meet him, ask him if you can get Robert Kraft's Super Bowl ring back. He loaned it to him to like take a picture, and then he basically kept it. And Bob Kraft, the owner of the New England Patriots.
That's because he's a straight up gangster, man. Nobody's questioning that guy.
No kidding. He's like, what are you going to do? You can't take it back. Well, and it's kind of fun. A Brad Penny reference from Matt when we were just talking to Matt Wyman. Tim McGraw asked if he could look at Brad Penny's World Series ring to compare it to his dad's, Tug McGraw. And so he takes the ring and he disappears. So we ask this massive bodyguard, you know, where is Tim McGraw? Where is the ring? And the bodyguard said, well, here's your two answers. One, it's behind that door. And two, you're not going in to get it. So we had to wait to come out. And that's probably a little Putin thing.
But see, I thought
that about it. To
bring at the Asian massage in Florida.
No,
he took it off.
What is a typical fight week for you? I mean, is it? I can't wait for Saturday. It's the last day of school. It's Christmas. Or do you try not to think about Saturday until Friday night, Saturday morning?
Man, really, the typical week for me is I get to hang out with all the people that really put the work in with me. Man, we talk mad stuff. You know what I mean? We just cut up like a bunch of school kids the whole time, wreaking havoc, making jokes. I mean, coming up with catchphrases. I got hella catchphrases after the catchphrases. And and just getting hyped, man. Just getting ready, man. I can't wait. I just been itching to be able to. Because, you know, my training partners, man, you can't really let loose on them because you got to, and then every day you're trying to not get hurt for the next day. And finally the fight comes, man. You ain't got to worry about tomorrow. You just get to go in there and let it all hang out. Shit. You start bleeding, something get broke. It don't matter. The UFC going to fix it.
Dr. Davidson and his crew will take care of all that. Well,
yeah.
Do what?
Yeah, you see how they put Anderson Silva leg back together real quick, so they could do anything.
Yep. What can we expect to see on Saturday night?
Oh, man, it's straight up action, man. I'm going to come bring it to him from the bell right from the jump. I don't know if you've ever seen me fight before, but I bring the heat. I either finish, get finished, or it's going to be the fight of the night. I've never not had a bonus.
I cannot wait for Saturday night, Nate. We're going to put you on hold so we can get your address, so we can send you out some gear from 8-Man Strong and give the sizes for all your sizes for all your guys too, and we'll send for everybody.
All right, perfect.
All right, Nate. Thank you very much. Best of luck on Saturday. That is UFC on ESPN 19. Let's hit this break. I'll tell you what happened during this break.
Perfect.
This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8-Man Strong and Staff Zone. We'll be right back.
Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, this is NFL Hall of Famer.
No, hey, this is NFL Hall of Famer Tony Dorsett. You're listening to Talking Sports with Randy Harris.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
This is Randy Harris for Mick for Hair at Got Split End Salon in Pinellas Park, our official hair care and grooming provider who caters to everyone, women, men, kids, and senior citizens in an affordable, upscale environment staffed with the most talented professionals in the business. Visit Mick for Hair at Got Split Ends today at 4376 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park or call him at 727-290-9873.
Ladies and gentlemen, fighting out of the Christmas corner, MMA bobbleheads from MMA Bobblehead.com.
Does your garage door opener seem to have a mind of its own? Or is it a squeaky or noisy garage doors? Sounds like they need a simple tune-up. Call Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. That's M-O-R-S-E Boulevard Garage Doors at 727-522-5070. I'm so glad I did, and they fixed my garage door correctly on the very first visit. Moores Boulevard Garage Doors offers 24/7 service and no extra charge for nights or weekend emergency calls. Repair or replace your garage door with Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. Call them today at 727-522-5070.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, this is Steve Young. You're listening to Talking Sports with Randy Harris, straight from Tampa Bay.
Amber Heart or Redman Heart, Hitman Heart, the Heart Foundation.
I've seen the Heart Foundation. I saw Owen Hart.
Jimmy Hart. Owen Hart, the greatest hearts of all time.
British Bulldog Hart.
I heart you.
Need Hart.
Happy birthday.
Night Hart. He used to come to the show at the press box.
Well, he lives in, well, he lived well, in he, Wesley
yeah.
Chapel.
Yeah, he doesn't anymore.
His daughter lives there.
Does she?
Natalie. Natalie's out there. I did a TV show with them. I was there for filming on that set.
Natalie does a lot with Titus.
She's amazing. Titus is amazing. Give him back to Metropolitan Ministries for Thanksgiving, so I'm out there. Sporting like he always does with his charity. But I got a question for you, though. You kept bringing up Rocky today, kept bringing up your boy.
Morrison. You, along with Matt Wyman, are allowed to ask me questions.
Oh, perfect. You know, Tommy Morrison, obviously, was a professional fighter.
Yep.
Taking a page out of that book, did you see at the BMF Ranch, Cowboy Cerrone had the one and only Michael Jia White, the greatest martial artist ever to live. There to train and for filming a movie to see, so he wanted to have like real sequences with real fighters to make
hold
it
on a second, hold on
film.
Hold on a second. You just said the greatest what of all time?
Martial artist of all time. Michael Jia White. Are you going to argue with that?
I've heard of a guy named Bruce Lee.
I don't know who that is. Who is that?
Yeah. Okay.
Where does he work at? Sushi Factory? I don't know. you think he's better than Michael Jia White?
I believe Bruce Lee is considered the greatest mixed martial artist of all time.
By who?
By the masses.
I don't know if the masses know who Michael Jia White is, though.
Okay, who is he?
If they know Michael Jia White, they would know. Let me pull up his resume here.
Yeah, do that.
I will find it here. That's let's see. He's an actor from Brooklyn, New York. That automatically gives him nod, Jia White, obviously.
Every time I say that this is the stupidest thing you've ever said, you eventually find a way to top it.
How do you figure that? He's got like 12 black belts in like different disciplines. Well, I can't find his resume on
yeah.
My,
okay, well, make it up.
My iPhone.
Just like everything else you do.
No, he was out there training like for a movie. But is it how important is it to sell like with actual pro fighters for film? Like, you know, because obviously Rocky was successful. You know, like, because actors that don't know how to act or, you know, box or fight.
I was told, I think my wife told me this the other night, that it was Stallone ended up in the hospital when Dolph Lundgren hit him because Stallone wanted real punches thrown.
Right.
And he ended up in the hospital.
Yeah, because they all used to have stuntmen, but you don't need a stuntman if you have Donald Cerrone.
Right.
Or Michael Jia White.
Well, you know, Frank Trigg does a lot of stuff as well. I think he does it more, you know, as a stuntman than, you know, as the quote-unquote actor. But I think you definitely need it. You want it to be able to sell. I mean, if you're watching and you see a miss, kind of like WWE, can you get into the movie? You know, if you're watching a fight scene and they miss by, I don't know, a block and a half?
Yeah, that's hard. It's hard to watch those. Because you want to believe it's real, right? And then, like, the blood packet doesn't open because you didn't actually touch the skin. So it's hard to sell that.
Back in the day, the old Ric Flair, Anderson, Dusty Rhodes, little razor blade action, allegedly. I've been threatened with lawsuits. So
have you really?
Allegedly.
Cease and desist letters. And have you got one lately?
Not lately. Last one, I've gotten a couple. You know, you can't use logos, you know, from organizations. What are you doing over there?
I'm looking up the Michael Jia White career. I mean, he has 8 different styles of martial art. He is a Shotokan, Goryeo-ryu, These are fighters, right? On the Stuff Coming fight card. I mean, I don't know all these names. I can't pronounce them. But he has 8 different black belts and 6 children. I don't know if that's related. I don't know if that has anything, if they're similar or not. But I mean, come on. If you're a black belt in anything, that's amazing. But to have it in 8 different disciplines: taekwondo, karate, Brazilian jiu-jitsu. You don't think that's the greatest martial artist of all time?
I'm going to say Bruce Lee.
If you speak one language, it's good. If you speak 2, it's impressive. If you speak 3, you're trilingual, right? No?
Okay. I mean,
have 8 black belts?
That's awesome.
You're the GOAT.
I don't know if that necessarily makes you the GOAT.
I would like to see him fight Joe Rogan.
It's kind of like a comment that you made. It doesn't matter what a gift costs. It's the gift.
Right.
So you could have 10 black belts. He could have none. He still may be a better mixed martial artist.
It's possible. I mean, who would win, him or Joe Rogan?
In what?
In an MMA fight. Joe Rogan was a 4-time taekwondo champion. He's got what most people say is the best power, like, kicks in the sport. Obviously, he's a commentator and you know, he doesn't compete. But between these two guys, who do you think would win in that fight?
I don't know. And at this point, I don't care.
Let's put it on YouTube and it'll be the next big fight. Well, I can say
Paul would win.
More people watch that fight than Tyson versus Roy Jones Jr. Sponsored by MyPillow.
Let's hit a break. Coming to you live from Torta Pizza, this is Knockout Radio. We'll be right back.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, this is Warren Moon, former NFL quarterback, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain-free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. 2 locations, 1 great pizza. That's Tour de Pizza.
How would you like to be like Jorge Masvidal, Dustin Poirier, Daniel Cormier, Joe Rogan, me, and many, many others? You could also own an amazing painting from Ross Bain's Art. Ross paints original canvas art, including custom commission work. There is nothing Ross Bain's can't paint. Ross was commissioned to paint the Masvidal flying knee mural on the ATT gym wall as well. Hang a painting in your house or office of your favorite athlete, actor, pet, family, sunset, you get the idea. Check out his amazing talent on the online store at rossbainsart.bigcartel.com and join the Ross Baines Art owner family. Follow Ross today on Twitter at Ross Baines Art.
Ladies and gentlemen, fighting out of the Christmas corner, MMA bobbleheads from MMABobblehead.com.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Sean Payton. You're talking sports with Randy Harris.
You're coming to you live from Tour de Pizza, 8824 4th Street North. It's always brought to you by Staff Zone and 8 Man Strong. Randy stepped aside for just a moment. It's his birthday week, so it was a big celebration. People stopping by to wish him well wishes and happy birthdays, belated. But why I got the microphone to myself, I figure we'll go over the UFC fight night, Hermansson versus Vettori, this coming weekend, Saturday, December 5th. At 10 o'clock p.m. at the UFC Apex out in Las Vegas. You can watch it live on ESPN2. Your main event in the middleweight division is going to be Jack Hermansson versus Marvin Vettori. Your co-main event, light heavyweight, Ovince St. Preux versus Jamil Hill. And your lightweight fight is Gabriel Benitez versus Justin Janus. Followed that by the women's flyweight, Montana De La Rosa versus Talia Santos. Your light heavyweight, Roman Daladiz versus John Allen. And in the featherweight, the first fight of the main card is Nate Landwehr versus Mosvar Ivaluvu. So I think Randy just makes me put all these names out here because he knows I can't pronounce them. But UFC is still running strong. It is, it's good as things start to open back up. I know some states are closing down. California, in some places, are going curfew and shutting down. Here in Florida, we are alive and well. You probably wouldn't recognize that there is a pandemic looming with the amount of activity and people out about doing the thing. But it's great to see the UFC live and doing well in Las Vegas. Not sure when they're going to bring back the crowds and bring it back. I saw a report. I think Dana White said that they were going to start doing live events back in Dubai before they actually reopen them back to the public here stateside. But I do miss the arena. I do miss the crowd. I miss the sounds. I miss the excitement. I think after seeing this disappointing pillow fight of a boxing match or a sparring session, Mike Tyson versus Roy Jones Jr., I do miss the hype and the build up of the longevity, like the months of anticipation, something to look forward to, the spectacle, the walkout, what they wore. I do miss that. I miss the sound of the crowd. I miss the big fight cards. Yeah, I know for the true diehard fans, the Shane Grossman's president, shout out to the Red Indy regime and president of our fan club who happened to be in Florida this week visiting his family. It was awesome to have him here at Tour de Pizza as always. I know true fight fans, they love the frequency of fights now. You know, there's so many people in the sport. There's so many up-and-coming names. There's so many names, A, I can't pronounce, and B, most people have never heard of. But if you're a true fight fan, it doesn't really matter. You know, you're there for the sport, the precision, the execution, the excitement, the knockouts, and it's all the same, right? Without the name and the big name and the hype behind it, like a Tyson Holyfield fight. But you know, I do miss those old builds. I do miss like that Chuck Liddell and Tito Ortiz. But I mean, it was like Super Bowl. I mean, like, you literally, like, was, like, anticipation, like, months in advance, you, like, were waiting for that one night. And then everybody poured into the bars and the nightclubs that did have it. And then, of course, everybody saw it live and then went out in the parking lot after a few pitchers of beer and tried to duplicate the moves they just saw. I mean, I've seen more knockouts on 4th Street North in St. Pete than at the Wing House, right, than I ever did in a UFC competition. But no, it's good. It's great to see I absolutely, love the sport, love being around the sport, and more importantly, love being a part of this broadcast, this Knockout Radio. I don't really get the microphone all to myself very much, so I'm grateful for the opportunity that Randy's afforded me. I'm moving on to a professional career in broadcasting after this. And Randy, would you be my first guest on my new radio show? I would like to have you as a special guest, maybe a contributor or a gimmick. Maybe you could be my sideshow, like a wingman. Did Rocky have a wingman?
Oh my God! What did you do?
What are you talking about?
What did you talk about?
Well, I talked about how great I was. Talked about how great you are. Talked about how great the UFC is and how the fight world. I missed the old days when, there were big build-ups to a huge Tyson Holyfield fight or a Ortiz-Liddell fight. And now this frequency, there's so many fights so frequent, so many fighters in the sport because of the growth of the sport, that I know true fight fans like Shane Grossman, they love the competition regardless of the name on the card because they just love the sport. But I miss the old days and the build-up and the hype and the spectacle.
Well, and we've talked about this before, and thank you for taking over. I had to go handle something real quick. I enjoyed back in the day when it was every 3 months. I enjoy, don't get me wrong, I like that it's every week. I like that fighters are able to make money.
Sure.
I like that sponsors are able to make money. I like that we're able to, get 8-man strong in the hands of a lot of people every single week.
Sure.
But I enjoyed back in the day the Super Bowl every 3 weeks.
Yeah.
And I know I'm not allowed to say the SB word. So the SB every three months. Or every month and a half, and you built up, and you couldn't wait, and now it's every week.
Right.
And it's a big deal, but it's not a big deal. It's just another fight.
Right.
Where it could be just another fight, but it's every 2 months, every 3 months. It's like, oh, my God, I can't wait.
Well, during this pandemic in Dubai, we had fight week where there's three fight cards in a 10-day span.
Yeah.
A Saturday, Wednesday, Saturday. So, you blink and it's over, and it's like,
it's definitely great for the athletes, the exposure. Absolutely. They may not fight. They may, there are guys, let's be honest, that are on the main card, co-main events. I hate to say it, main events, that wouldn't be a main event or co-main event, uh-huh, or probably even a main card if the organization had fights every 3 months. It gives more jobs to fighters.
Sure.
It gives the opportunity for fans to watch a whole lot more fights. It's an opportunity for fans to get to know fighters, like a Matt Wyman.
Uh-huh.
He's been fighting a long time, but the fact that, if he's just another fighter on the bottom of a card every 3 months, nobody's going to even pay attention to it. But they pay attention every week, not as much as I'd like, and we've talked about it. It would drive me crazy, and I still say it, when fans would come in just for the main event, just for the co-main event. I'm there when I was there at a UFC at 3:30, 4 o'clock, the first fight, there's 12 people in the stands. It's like what we're going to see on Saturday night.
Right.
The first couple fights.
Absolutely.
And it's like that at World Class. It's like that with back in the RFC. But to me, it's still crazy to see that when we see it. All right. We're going to run out of time. So let's hit this break.
Okay.
And then we're going to get a hold of Neil Hoffman, talk about the newest Mensch on the Bench item. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8-Man Strong and Staff Zone. We'll be right back.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
It's Joel Romero here and the Knockout Radio.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza. That's Tour de Pizza.
Ladies and gentlemen, fighting out of the Christmas corner, MMA bobbleheads from MMABobblehead.com.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hey, hi, this is Mike Schmidt. You're listening to Knockout Radio.
That he's still Philly.
You know, Michael Jackson is one of my favorite players, but I don't know if I'd put him ahead of Julius Erving. When you're talking Philly. And again, he was New Jersey Nets as well. All right, enough of the shenanigans. Okay? This is my favorite time of the year.
The holidays?
The holidays, December? No, getting Neil Hoffman back on the show.
Oh, from the Shark Tank.
I love Neil Hoffman. Let's welcome back to the program Mr. Neil Hoffman. Neil, how are you, sir?
Thanks for having me back. My favorite time of the year, too.
We appreciate your time. We're going to talk about new items, old items, but I have to tell you a quick story. So my mom, I almost said how old she is, is now on Facebook. There was a post that my sister put up of the inflatable mensch on the bench that we bought last year. My mom made a comment, oh, that's awesome, whatever. And me being me, I said, yeah, the owner, the guy who invented it, is a friend of mine, and she thought that was the coolest thing in the world.
That's awesome. Well, tell your mom I said hi.
I definitely will. How have you been? How are things going? Not just during this crazy pandemic that we're going through, but just in life in general.
Things are good. We're in year 7 of the Manchana Bench. So we just to remind your listeners, we started 7 years ago as the Jewish alternative to the Elf on the Shelf. It kind of started off as a joke. We were walking through the store with my son. He asked for an Elf on a Shelf, and I said, no, man, you're Jewish. You get a mensch on a bench. And we made it onto Shark Tank with that idea. And fast forward, we have two sharks in our corner now. We have sold over 250,000 pieces, and we have a whole mishpacha of characters, including the Snow Mensch, which I just sent out to you today. And we have the Dancing Bubby doll this year. So two new items this year. Usually we do one, but it's 2020. People needed a little extra boost.
Yes, we do. And you know, I don't say things that I don't believe. I don't say things that I don't mean. I'm not a shock jock, you know, all that kind of stuff. But this is, and we've talked about this in years past, being Jewish. You know, as we grew up, there were not things for us. They were not Jewish-related toys. They were not, you know, so we had to adapt, or we had to use some things that most Jews wouldn't do. And I'm so passionate about your company, you know, where I talk about it, you know, all the time. Matter of fact, in the Buccaneers, I know you know this, in the Buccaneers offensive line room, where they display and, you know, decorate for Christmas, they now have all of your products in there as well. And I think what might have started as a gimmick means so much to the Jewish families and the Jewish people around this country and around the world.
Yeah, I think this is a case where this could have been a one and done. We made a joke, we sold some kitsch items and gone away. And we decided, you know what? There are so many families out there that want to make these magical memories. How are we going to help them do it? Well, let's create a line of toys to do it. And I was actually in a Twitter war with this woman over the past couple days. And it's unfortunate because she was really intelligent, and I'm not. But she was saying, look, we don't need the Jewish Christmas. You know, why are we trying to compete? And I said, my perspective is that train has left the station, right? People are making that comparison. Jewish kids are feeling left out. So given that, how can we react accordingly? And how can we give them things to be proud of with their Jewish heritage? How can we give them reasons to celebrate, teach them how to be mensches, good people, to do good deeds or mitzvot? So we've got the mitzvah moose, where if you press his foot, his antlers light up every time you do a good deed. Mensch is funny. We have a talking grandma doll that says oy vey. But hidden in there, you know, it's kind of chocolate-covered vegetables. There's something sure. good for you in there that we're sneaking in there, and we're trying to do the right thing by people.
What it does, what all of your items do, is kind of like the birthright trip, you know, to Israel. It brings Jews back, you know, where a lot of times, you know, where there isn't something to display. You know, in years past, what do you display in a Jewish house? Very little. You know, now you are giving items that Jews and non-Jews, I mean, non-Jews have some of these items as well, you know, something to display that's cool.
Absolutely. Sorry to interrupt you. I think we've even taken some non-denominational things, like the snowman, right? And I debated this with my wife. Can we have a snowman in the yard? Like, or it's inflatable? I don't know. Is it Christmas? Is it winter? What am I celebrating? And then we said, forget it. Let's make a Jewish snowman, right? Let's give him a tallis and a smile and these things dreidel. And we're creating new occasions even for Jewish people to be proud and to celebrate. And we're having a blast doing it.
You know, and there's also items, you know, we noticed one at a major department store that had Santa Claus holding a menorah, you know, for families that have both, you know, so there is a lot of stuff. It's not just, God, I'm sorry.
That is a really interesting point you bring up. And I think this is the crux of Jewish people have kind of two views on this, right? And one is if you come from a mixed family and you're a mixed child, then let's mix those two holidays together accordingly and celebrate it, right? So a friend of mine has the Hanukkah tree topper where you put that on top of your Christmas tree, and it's a Jewish Star David, and it represents that family. And then you have people on the other side, which just happens to be where I fall, that says, hey, you celebrate both? That's wonderful. Let's have both of these stand alone for what they stand for. And over here, we'll have all your Jewish items and your mensches and your snow mensches and your menorahs. And that's 5,000 years old, and that's part of your heritage. And over here, we got Santa Claus and Jesus and elves, and that's a great part of your heritage, too. And we keep them separate because we don't want to amalgamate the religions, right? They're two separate religions. And it's fair to look at it either way. I personally have a few. But that's what's wonderful about Mensch is it's a tool that families can decide to use how they want to, how they're bringing up their own kids. We're not telling people how to bring up their kids. We're saying, here's a tool. As you bring them up, use this the way that you feel appropriate. And for us, you know, we're injecting a little bit of Jewish humor and a little bit of funica into these households.
Love that, funica. Talk about the two new items, starting with the snow mensch.
The snow mensch, I had this idea for the snow mensch, and we got the prototype, and he's adorable. He's got this blue tallis, and he's got the black hat and a big smile. But it fell a little flat for me that it didn't have that educational element that I'm always kind of searching for. So I ended up partnering with the Maccabees, who are a famous Jewish a cappella group. And they did a version of I Have a Little Dreidel where they did it in eight different styles. So they have a blues style, a big band, a bluegrass, an 80s, an R&B. And we put that into the snowmensch. And then it was like, all right, now we got something special. You know, now it's cute and it teaches the song. And it kind of, Jews are so adaptable. It shows that we can adapt our traditions around kind of different fun ways. So that has been the hit item this year. It's only $20. It's flying off the shelves. I think we at Mensch Central, we only have about 50 left. And it's been fun to see the pictures start to come in of families getting them and celebrating with them.
And the other item?
The other is Dancing Bubby. So I know you love the Bubby item. We've done that for about 3 years, and the idea was originally based on what if you had a magic eight ball that talked like a Jewish grandmother, and we put it into a doll, and I got my great aunt's voice, So she's from Boston, and it's got the stick-heavy Boston accent. And you say, Bubby, should I do this? She'll be like, oh, it wasn't like that when I was a kid. Don't do that. But after 3 years, it was time to give her a little refresh. So we did Dancing Bubby. So the doll sings Hava Nagila and dances. The package looks like a chair. It looks like she's being lifted, just like you do at the bar mitzvahs and Jewish weddings. So again, we're just trying to tap into those fun Jewish moments, their signature Jewish moments, like being lifted in a chair at a fun event, a celebratory event. And that is actually sold out on our website, sold out on Amazon. We're at Target and Michael's, so you can still get them there. And it's the fact we're sold out, it's a week before Hanukkah, is great. It's great news that people still find our shtick funny and that we're still hitting those key notes with folks.
And you know, I was just going to ask you that, Neil. Every year you're on, and we always talk about this, and, you know, you go to Bed Bath & Beyond, you go to some of these stores, and they're sold out, you know, and you try to time it to as soon as it's put out there, you can go. I went to Best Buy 3 times in the last week, and everything is gone. It's got to be a good sign that it's sold out so quickly. But then again, you know, for people that are not able to get it, what do you recommend? Try early? Do online? How can they obtain some?
Yeah, I mean, listen, we always try and make enough that everybody can get them. So first thing is, you know, think about it early in the season. But the way to kill a toy line is to make too much of it. And if the retailers are sitting on a ton of extra pieces at the end of Hanukkah, that's not good for them. It's not good for me. So we always try and err on the short side because we want to be around for another year and another year after that. So it's always going to be a little bit of a chase item. But we always have them on our website. We always have them on Amazon. And I'll tell you, Target and Michael's have both been incredible partners, and they're in stock. And I think Michael's especially had some deals going on right now that you can go into store and get them.
Let's be honest real quick. Sometimes it's more fun that you have to search it. You know, if you can just walk into any store and buy it, you know, when you have to go search and they don't have it, oh, now I want it even more. And then you go to another place, oh, they don't have it, I got to find it. And you spend a week or a weekend looking for it. I mean, it adds to it a little bit.
In theory, you're totally right. In practice, if you run the Bench on Bench company like I do and you oversold the number of Bubbies you had and then had to drive all around Cincinnati to every Target and Michael's and buy every piece of Dancing Bubby, then it's not as fun. And that's what happened a couple of weeks ago, which is hilarious. If you saw me buying all my own products, that is why I ran out and I didn't do my count right.
Interesting. How soon will you start thinking about working on starting to plan for next year?
It's done. 2021, I've already developed a new Mensch Pet that we're coming out with. I wrote the new book. We're doing illustrations now. It's going to be a story about being kind of the only Jewish kid in a town and what that feels like. But it's going to be wrapped up in this hilarious type message like we always do. And then I'm thinking 2 years ahead of, you know, how do we reinvent? Do we want to do a singing Mensch? Do we want to do other kinds of light-ups? And, you know, how do we want to refresh the Mensch? Because every 2 or 3 years, we want to give him, you know, something new to talk about.
Very good stuff. As always, Neil, thank you very much. Happy Hanukkah to you and your family.
To you, to your mom. And I think that we were going to give you some products to give away to your listeners today. So,
We are going to do some giveaways. And I've told your staff, one of those giveaways is going to Ali Marpet, and it will be in the offensive study room or whatever the official word is over there at One Buck Place.
I love it. Well, thank you again for your support. I appreciate it every year.
Thank you, sir. Let's talk again soon. Let's don't wait another year.
All right, you got it. Talk to you.
All right, there you go. That is Neil Hoffman. He is a superstar.
A great guy.
Truly is. And you know, and again, it's true. I mean, growing up, I've been around it. I see it. I know it. You know, there's no toy. Go to Disney World, where they will sell anything. And there's like an aisle of 9 things.
Really?
In the Christmas.
Wasn't Michael Eisner the CEO of Disney Jewish?
Well, he was. I don't think he is anymore. But it's just everywhere you go, there isn't really. Have you ever seen a Hanukkah table, a Hanukkah room, a Hanukkah store? So what Neil Hoffman and his family has done is pretty cool.
Well, send me one up. I'll support the movement.
We will give them away next week because we're out of time. and I don't know if you qualify.
I got a bench right here. I'm sitting on one.
Wear that sweater next week, and I'll think about it.
Done.
I'll think about it. All right. I want to thank everybody for tuning in. Another outstanding show. Some surprises next week. I don't know what they are yet, but I'm sure we'll come up with something. Until next week, hit me up on Twitter at Knockout Radio.
At Naked Pizza Man 1.
Anything else you want to throw out? Picks for fights? No, we're out of time. We'll see everybody next week. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Song. See everybody next week.
The GOAT.
Let me tell you now. I took her home to my place, watching every move on her face. She said, look, what's your game?
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is Mike Evans with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low-carb, flaxseed millet grain-free, and cauliflower crust, to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza. That's Tour de Pizza.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? Staff Zone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.